I feel like you can't go wrong once you have that energy coming from the crowd. It's like you practice, you know the tunes, the crowd is there, you just let it rip, and it's easy at that point, you know?
This week on Lust for Live Boston, Purity Ring. The Doobie Brothers and Will Daly all got gigs for you to get to. We got a conversation with Phoebe and Crooked Coast. And what's this? The brand new MGM Music Hall is finally here. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back. Episode lucky number 13. It's your host, Cliff Notes, in the building, breaking down the week with all the happenings. This is why you tune in to Lust for Live. We know what's going to happen next week, and we just break it down into a list you can listen to. And this week, we'll start with Wednesday. All right, first up on Wednesday is Wallows at Roadrunner. They're an alternative rock band from L.A. One of my favorite songs from them was one of their first. It's called Pleaser, but you should def check out their latest. It's called Tell Me That It's Over. Just put it on during the day while you're doing dishes, and make sure you get to the gig. Next on the list is Purity Ring. I first heard of this band season 1, episode 2 of Silicon Valley. Great show, but a great band as well. I vividly remember hitting that Shazam app up when their song On Girth came on. If you're into Leaky Lee or Moo, you might like Purity Ring. Either way, Purity Ring's at Big Night Live on Wednesday. And the last thing I got for you is a band called Into It, Over It. They're a Chicago-based indie rocker. Kind of gives me Superchunk vibes. We love Superchunk on this show. We prefer Indoors. It's a lot of fun. That's one of their singles, and I'm assuming their show at the Sinclair will be just as fun. Yes, sir. Y'all know that sound. It's time for our Inside Scoop of the Week. This city is nothing without the people and the creators and the musicians. And this week, we got somebody who is all of those, a people, a creator, and a musician. It's Justine Bo, a.k.a. Photo Comfort, one of my dear friends. She's played on my records. She's played in my band. This week, she's got the inside scoop on my podcast. Photo Comfort's a really special person with a really special talent, so we're grateful to have her. Listen up.
Hi, my name is Justine Bo. I write, produce, and perform under the name Photo Comfort. My inside scoop is that I know that you need to go to Tears for Fears with Garbage at the Leader Bank Pavilion on June 22nd. So many hits. You're going to love it.
Ah, thank you, Justine. Always a pleasure to have Justine. You might have seen Justine with Ngemily. Justine also plays with Ngemily from time to time and is also on those records. But you should also check out Justine's new group called Hex Girlfriend, Hex GF. They got a new single called Party, and it's a bop. Every song that Justine makes is a bop, honestly. So thanks for having us, or thanks for being here. Anyways, we're going to get back into the week, and we're going to start off with Thursday. All right, Thursday, Paradise Rock Club, you in Brighton. So you got to see Lil Tracy, formerly known or also known as Young Bro, depending on which way you look at it. This is a SoundCloud rapper from Virginia Beach. If you're into Lil Uzi Vert or Playboi Carti, the show is going to be bumping and you should be there. Next up, Frank Moody, Brighton Music Hall. Here's some good old electric dance pop music for you. I've added their song I'm in a Funk to my workout playlist. They kind of remind me of like Tame Impala. I'll be checking more of their shit out for sure. But for now, let's start with checking them out at Brighton Music Hall. That's Thursday. Last thing I got for you on Thursday is Umi over at Royale. Oh my God, I'm such a fan. She's relatively new, but she's blowing up fast. Her project, Forest in the City, is worth the listen. Front to back. It's getting me really, really excited for the future of soul and R&B. Royale, one night. Sinclair, the next night on Friday. Two nights in Boston. Check them both out. All right, let's talk Friday. You got Walk Off the Earth. They're a Canadian indie pop group that'll be at Paradise Rock Club. They're super weird and talented. Don't believe me? Check out their video on YouTube, Five People, One Guitar. It's both everything and nothing you expect. Bet on Me is also a bop from them. Next thing I got for you is Slash. That's right, the legendary Slash from Guns N' Roses. They'll be with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. I saw Slash with Guns N' Roses at Fenway not too long ago with Will Daly, and it was more than a life-changing experience. It was transcendent. if that's the right word. I don't know. Who knows? It's going to be a great experience. Slash is at House of Blues. Next on the list, Mr. Wives. This is an indie pop band with a lead singer with a voice that is hauntingly gorgeous. You got to see it to understand. They're at the LBP, which is also known as the Leader Bank Pavilion. Next thing on Friday is Amber Lucid, new to me, but she has quickly jumped into one of my new favorites. Picture Cali Uchis meets Goth Babe meets Remy Wolf with a little bit of Phineas production. It's a lot, and I'm into it. That's Friday, Amber Lucid at the Brighton Music Hall. Last thing I got for you are the RX Bandits. They're a little bit of ska band, they're a little bit of a post-hardcore, and they're all at Royale. All right, let's talk about Saturday. A lot is happening on Saturday, starting in Somerville. We got the Somerville Solstice. This is music, food, vendors, all starting at 12 p.m. You got Tiger Man Woe, you got Jeannie Santiago, you got Grace Giverts, all local legends, and so much more. This is at Once at Boynton Yards. It's kind of near the Target in East Somerville. It's a great little spot they got going on over there. Should be special. Oh, snap. Buddy is coming to town. Buddy came on my radar after the Dreamville sessions. He's right up there with a lot of those rappers blowing up like Westside Boogie, Earth Gang, or Smino. He's bringing Kent Jams, and they've got a great song together that goes so hard. It's called Bad Boys. Buddy is just dope. Check Buddy out at Brighton Music Hall. Woo! The Doobie Brothers are also coming through with Michael McDonald. That's amazing. I've actually had the song What a Fool Believes stuck in my head for like a couple weeks. It's like one of those songs. It's like a great soundtrack song when things are going all right. But I think the song is actually negative. I don't know. Also, I wonder if Michael McDonald's set list includes Show You the Way with Thundercat and Kenny Loggins. One can only hope. But if you can't make that show, you gotta go see the homie Will Daly at Club Passine. Will Daly has got a great new single. It's called You're Easy to Be Around, and it's also one of those songs that has just been stuck in my head. Will's also just a homie, friend of the show. Love you, Will. Club Passine, Will Daly. Make sure you check that out. Last thing I got for you on Saturday is MGK, Machine Gun Kelly. Honestly, I feel like he's really easy to hate just based on like what they're trying to portray, but I think that's all part of the marketing plan. I had my cousin work on a movie with him, and apparently he's a really nice guy. Who else is a nice guy? Trippie Redd and Paris, and they're opening up for MGK. And MGK will be at the TD Garden. Okay, now we on Sunday, and let's start with the Kiss 108 Kiss concert. It's a town steeple. It's been around for decades, and this year they got Charlie Puth, the Chainsmokers, Gayle, Tate McRae, Ava Max, Lauren Spencer, Smith, and M-Behold. This should be a certifiably fun event. And if you're not into that, you can head out to the Worcester Palladium to see Bowling for Soup. Remember that band? They had a jam called 1985, kind of the same like as Good Charlotte or Newfound Glory. They'll also be bringing Less Than Jake and the Aquabats. That's at the Worcester Palladium. Last thing I got for you on Sunday is Big Time Rush, and I think they're like the new version of a boy band, but they're like a man band of bros who kill it in the falsetto. They all look like they're fresh out of a GQ magazine, and the music ain't bad if you like summer and fun. All of that. They're bringing Dixie DeMello. They're at the Leader Bank Pavilion. All right, let's talk Monday. First off, you got the Latin America Dance Party at Big Night Live. That pretty much speaks for itself. If you're not into that, you got Ty Siegel and the Freedom Band. Ty Siegel's a multi-instrumentalist musical genius. Similar wave as like a Kurt Vile or the Orwell. Excellent musician and songwriter. That should be a fun show. And that's at Royale. And the last thing I got for you on Monday is some local love at a steeple of a venue, Midway Cafe. Over there, you got Max Morris, you got Trading Tombstones, you got Beacon Project, and you got the Golly G Willikers. Should be a fun time. You got the whole gamut of events on Monday. But now we're on to Tuesday, and we'll start off with some classical, experimental rock. Pussifer. When you look at them, you can kind of figure out that they're pretty experimental. They give me kind of like a TV on the radio vibes meets Nine Inch Nails. They're bringing Moody Black with them, and they'll be at the House of Blues. The next thing I got for you is Isaac Dunbar. This dude can sing, and I mean sing with the A, and he brings the vibe. He's a featured pop star, in my opinion. A little bit of The Weeknd with some Dominique Fike, a little bit of Sia. You gotta go see Isaac Dunbar. Slowly becoming one of my favorites, and this is at one of my favorites for sure already, the Sinclair. That's Tuesday. Last thing I got for you is Bark and Brews. This is at Bone Up Brewing out in Everett. This is a place where you can drink some brews with your dog and your dogs. What more can you ask for? That's gonna do it for event highlights of this week. You know, we got so much more coming. We still got the cultural update. We still got the interview section. And most importantly, we've still got
the draw.
The draw. The draw. The draw. It's the finest place in music where you find the future information of what is gonna pop off. And let me tell y'all something, this news has got me really fucking excited. Now, Roadrunner opened up not too long ago, and we've been hearing rumblings of this new venue for a while. It's coming to Fenway, and it's the MGM Music Hall. It's real. It's really happening. Tickets just went on sale last week for James Taylor and his all-star band. And when you go on this music hall has got me excited, y'all, because it just is another opportunity for these large touring acts to come and see Boston as a viable large venue to tour with. So you get artists like dead mouse, you get artists like Arcade Fire, the Homies, Demi Lovato, Jack Harlow. Oh my god, the list is just, you got to go on the website, check it out, support. James Taylor and his all-star band are coming on August 29th and the 30th. You also got Godsmack on the 27th. And if you look a little bit further down the line, you'll see Bruno Mars and Lil Nas X. It's gonna get wild. Trust me, this is big for the city. Shout out to them for that. That's gonna do it for the drop of this week. Coming up next, we got Crooked Coast taking a quick walk down memory lane back to Boston Calling where they played. That's right, this is a conversation with Double Elvis's Phoebe and Crooked Coast at the Tivoli Orange Stage at Boston Calling. Crooked Coast is, there's some hard rock in Bostonians, I'll tell you that. And coming up soon, out in Pembroke, Mass on June 25th, they'll be playing at Soundcheck Studios. And if you stick around Massachusetts for a bit, July 7th, you'll see them in Oaks Bluff at the Loft Nightclub. But now, check out this quick clip from the conversation. Thinking about what are some of the places in Boston that need more shine.
It's like a little strange because I work there, but City Winery is a really cool spot, and I think more people should go check out shows there. It's a lot of fun. And I'm the engineer, so come see me. What's up?
Yeah, I would say if I could tag one in, we don't want to send like everyone there at once because it's so small, but Wally's Jazz Club, if you're coming through Boston, make a point to stop and just get one drink. It's really like a perfect little slice of some aspects of the music community. Just old timers who are legends, been doing it forever, Berkeley kids. It's an awesome place to stop in for a drink, you know?
Like, when you're performing live, what is your favorite energy or response that you receive from the audience?
I mean, yeah, just arms, the emo, arms crossed, silence, you know? I mean, I love it when people are engaged. When I look into the audience and I see people mouthing the words, that's the greatest feeling I can really have, because I know that they've taken the times in their fucking lives to, you know, to listen to our music and learn it. And it just feels really, really good to see that happen.
Yeah. Sure.
We're pretty like turned up, like high energy band. So seeing people like move, scream, like I like the high energy. Like today when we were like, you could just see them like moving to the music, and like that to me, like I feel like you can't go wrong once you have that energy coming from the crowd. It's like you practice, you know the tunes, the crowd is there, you just let it rip, and it's easy at that point, you know. So that's the energy that was here today, that's the energy we like. Yeah.
Thank you again to Crooked Coast. Thank you, Tivoli. Check out more from this interview and more interviews like it from the Tivoli Audio Stage at Boston Calling on our YouTube page. Crooked Coast stays busy, like I said earlier, June 25th there at Soundcheck Studios in Pembroke, July 7th, Loft Nightclub in Oaks Bluff, and July 8th, Ocean Mist in Wakefield, Rhode Island. Coming up next, we got cultural updates, baby. My favorite part of the show. We love culture. So it keeps us going. First off, we've got the Grove Hall Summer Block Party. My Boston accent just creeped out. Y'all heard that? Anyways, that's in Grove Hall, obviously, Dorchester. There's going to be jumbo lawn games, arts and crafts, face painting, giveaways. Learn more about it on the Boston Public Library website or contact Angela at abonds@bpl.org. That's happening on Thursday, 41 Geneva Ave. Next up on Saturday, you got the Pride Sports Drag Race. It's the Gay Kickball World Series, y'all. Doors are opening at 6:15. Show starts at 7. You can get tickets at pridesportsdragrace.com. That is happening at Club Cafe in Boston. That's in like the Bay Village, Back Bay area. Should be a dope town. Hey, mark your calendars for August 15th, 2022. That's this year. Applications open up for the Mass Cultural Council's Sector Recovery Grants for Individuals. This is $5,000 of unrestricted money for creatives and gig workers to support recovery from COVID-19. Mark your calendars, August 15th. That opens up. Oh, snap. It's time. You've been seeing this working its way up. This is big for the city. This is my big brother, Pro Black. We got the Breathe Life Together mural block party happening in Dewey Square, downtown Boston, right across from South Station. An amazing mural by Pro Black has been created, and it's time to celebrate the legend like how we know how to. This is happening on Saturday, the 25th. God, you gotta be here. This is gonna be amazing. On top of just celebrating Pro Black, you got merch from Marka, who's another muralist in the city doing amazing work. Food from Suya Joint. You've got Amanda Shea there. The homie Bakari JB is going to be there. DJ Big Papa. It's going to be dope. That's happening on Saturday. That's a celebration for the city. Make sure you're there. Ooh. Check this out. If you happen to be in Dock Square, somewhere between City Hall and Faneuil Hall / Quincy Market, at the intersection of Congress Street and North Street, you can go and see Now and There's collaboration with Juan Obando. Obando's an artist working between Bogota and Boston. Now and There Studios, they present summer sets, which is something that challenges the view that visitors may be expecting of the monument by replacing it with another idealized vacated cityscape. Standing 28 feet wide, 16 feet tall, an LED daylight system will illuminate the front panel at night to preserve the color and surreal intensity of the images at all times. That sounds really dope. That'll be up from July 18th to August 19th. Stay tuned for that. That's going to do it for cultural updates. Thanks for listening. Yes, yes, y'all. Episode 1313 in the books. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. It's always a fun time. Special thanks to our guest, Photo Comfort. Love you. Crooked Coast. Love you. Paul from Tivoli Audio. Love you. And thank you to all of you for tuning in, subscribing, telling a friend, spreading the word. All we're trying to do is shine a light on the city and all the greatness that it holds. Do you know more greatness that we forgot? Shoot us an email, lustforlivebos@doubleelvis.com. Make sure you follow us on social media. That's lustforlivebos. All the spreading of the words helps us keep keep this show going, y'all. This episode was recorded and produced by me, Cliff Notes. Additional production, engineering, mixing, writing by the Hipstory team at Hipstory Studios. Phoebe Huff, Taylor Bentinson, Sean Cahalen, executive producer Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, Carly Carioli, producer Chris O'Keefe. Hey, have y'all signed up for our newsletter? Lustforlive.xyz. Super simple, super easy. Subscribe. Smash that subscribe button. For some reason, it only works when you smash it. And until next week, what's a life without lust and live music? A life where I don't exist, and neither does this show. Peace, y'all.